I think it's important that we gather for this 3 days international forum. I believe that this will help to push up our advocacy in the UN sector so that they will be able to look into the policy that we have come up with so that strong measures will be taken up and at least our government in the various countries will hear to that and they will make sure that they will support the efforts from the comment that will be coming from UN.
What is the situation facing people with albinism
in Liberia? For us in Liberia, we are now being killed. We are now being mutilated like others in Tanzania and other countries. But there are discrimination and marginalization in our country, which we face a lot. And we also face job employment and lack of education. And there are other issues that we face. But our government is tackling that issues bit by bit because we are being supported by government. Though we are not receiving that much, but at least what we receive from our government is being used in that effort, making sure that we promote the preventions and helping persons with albinism in education, helping persons with albinism in healthcare services, helping persons with albinism to get some macro loans in empowering themselves vocationally and other things. So we are working alongside with other international local organizations to see how albinism issues should be raised.
So what are the issues that you're going to take home with you from this forum that you feel you are directly going to start implementing when you return?
We are going to put up a policy making sure that our students who sit and write our WAEC examination should be given time. We'll also be going to our government telling them that they need to help in the raising the advocacy more in the health sector. We'll be talking to our government to make sure that the issue of persons living with albinism should be on the table. And we'll be talking to our government to see how they can help, stop the skin cancer that killed our people in Liberia. Because skin cancer is something that is killing. There is no cure for it. We haven't gotten any support of, and doctors that can do surgical on skin cancer. Though we have given some education on the means of protecting yourself from skin cancer, we have gotten that information. But in taking care of skin cancer, our government have not done enough. We will talk to our government to see how they can be of help, raising their awareness and providing the funding and giving us some support when it comes to international charity organizations that the government is linking to. And also, we also talk to our government to see how they can work along with the local government. We found out that most of the killings that have been done in Tanzania is involved the local governments because they are not taking serious measures when it comes to that. So we also have studied a lot. We will go to our country and involve our local governments to see to it that the rich doctors are practicing who goes and gives some information to their customers to go and get the body parts of albinos so that they can be empowered to make sure that every rich doctor that are practicing, they should know what to practice and what not to practice. So those are some of the things we'll be taking out to our government.